Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Mr. Number 23. Statements concerning the study of the prophecies. Overlook truths to appear the Lord designs that in the revelation of truth in all ages, the doctrine of grace shall be gradually unfolded to the comprehension of man. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know his going forth is prepared as the morning. His truth unfolds as the obscurity of dawn brightens into the radiance of noonday. We have been fully convinced of this fact in these meetings. I have received a blessing in hearing from human lips the presentation of rich truth in detail by the Holy Spirit of God, presenting the requirements of God, a holy and perfect obedience, showing that complete satisfaction has been given the Father in his only begotten Son as a lamb without blemish and without spot, and that through the merits and virtue of Christ's character, all who will believe in him may become complete in him. The kingdom of heaven, in the sense of celestial truth, is like treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. He digs over every part of it that he may come into possession of its treasures. So in searching the field and digging for the precious jewels of truth, hidden treasures are discerned. Unexpectedly we find precious or that is to be gathered and treasured. And the search is to be continued. Hitherto very much of the treasure found has lain near the surface, and was easily obtained. When the search is properly conducted, every effort is made to keep a pure understanding and heart. When the mind is kept open and is constantly searching the field of revelation, we shall find rich deposits of truth. Old truths will be revealed in new aspects, and truths will appear which have been overlooked in the search. Sink shaft deep into mines of truth, the members of the Church of God need to be instructed and educated, line upon line, as a Bible class. 9/10 of our people, including many of our teachers and ministers, are content with surface truths. In the Bible the truth is compared to treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. He desires the privilege of searching every part of the field, that he may make himself the possessor of all its treasures. I call upon my brethren in the name of the Lord to sink the shaft deep into the mines of truth. Dig deeply for solid foundations. Many who are serving as gospel ministers need to study the word. Revelation means something revealed, which all are to understand. Dig deep for the truth. Plead with the Lord for an understanding of his word. Those who feel their need of the special help of God will ask him who is the source of all wisdom to supply their necessities. Ask him to enlighten your understanding, that you may know how to give light to others. Put your mind to the task. Never rest satisfied with a partial knowledge of the truth, pieced out with some weak suppositions. Mighty truths buried beneath rubbish of error. Mighty truths have been buried beneath the sophistry of error, but they will be found by the diligent searcher. As he finds and opens the treasure house of the precious jewels of truth, it is no robbery, for all who appreciate these jewels may possess them, and then they too have a treasure house to open to others. He who imparts does not deprive himself of the treasure, for as he examines it that he may present it in such a way as to attract others, he finds new treasures. Grapple with great themes, my brethren. The value of the evidences of truth that we have received during the past half century is above estimate. These evidences are as treasure hidden in a field. Search for them. Study the Bible truths that for 50 years have been calling us out from the world. Present this evidence in clear, plain lines. Those who have been long in the truth and those who have recently received the truth must now dig for the buried heavenly treasure. Let every man work to the point. Study the Word of God. Revive the evidences given in the past. Search the Scriptures, Christ said. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Those who stand before the people as teachers of truth are to grapple with great themes. They are not to occupy precious time in talking of trivial subjects. Let them study the word, and preach the word. Let the word be in their hands as a sharp, two-edged sword. Let it testify to past truths and show what is to be in the future. Christ came from heaven to give John the Great, wonderful truths that are to shape our lives and that by us are to be proclaimed to the world. We are to keep abreast of the times, bearing a clear, intelligent testimony, guided by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Increased light to shine on all grand truths of prophecy. Increased light will shine upon all the grand truths of prophecy, and they will be seen in freshness and brilliancy, because the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will illuminate the whole. The Lord wants to impart to us increased light. He desires that we shall have distinct revealings of His glory, that ministers and people shall become strong in His strength. When the angel was about to unfold to Daniel the intensely interesting prophecies to be recorded for us who are to witness their fulfillment, the angel said, "Be strong, yeah, be strong. We are to receive the very same glory that was revealed to Daniel, because it is for God's people in these last days, that they may give the trumpet a certain sound. Be not diverted by minutiae. We are to proclaim the third angel's message to a perishing world, and we are not to permit our minds to become diverted by minutiae that practically amount to nothing. If our brethren would consider the important matters pertaining to eternal life and eternal death, many of the smaller matters that they desire so much to adjust would adjust themselves. The Lord calls upon His ministering servants to proclaim the message of truth, dwelling upon those things that are of great importance. When Jesus shall lead us by the side of the living waters flowing from God's throne, He will explain to us many of the mysteries of the Bible that we cannot now comprehend. He is the great teacher of His word, which cannot be fully understood in this life, but which in the future life will be clothed with the brightness of the light of clear understanding. We now discern only shadow of important truth. All who have misconceived opinions and principles because they have entertained them, hold them fast as too precious to yield in order to obtain the most precious knowledge of the true bearing of the Word of God upon all the movements of their daily life. These will lose much which they might have obtained, and that loss will prevent them from advancing in the light which God has given them opportunities to obtain. They have not mental or spiritual appetite to eat and digest. Therefore the second advance steps could not be made in following the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. The more closely and studiously we search for the truth as for hidden treasure, for there are bright and important truths of which we now only discern the shadows, the more surely shall we advance in the light as He is in the light. We shall discern the brightness and value of truth to be as precious jewels. The voice of God is heard, but we may be so far away from Him that we can only hear the echo. There are words of instruction coming from God day by day, and in an hour that we know not He may give words to His chosen messengers for us which we lose for want of discernment and appreciation. Then we go stumbling along in the uncertainty of night, and know not at what we stumble. There is a brightening glory for us as we advance, but which we shall never see unless we do advance. We may catch a few sparks, but that is all. The brightness of the heavenly glory we do not see. Diligent study will bring greater understanding. This book, Revelation, demands close, prayerful study, lest it be interpreted according to the ideas of men, and false construction be given to the sacred word of the Lord, which in its symbols and figures means so much to us. There is so much that we positively must understand in order that we may shape our course of action so that we shall not receive the plagues which are coming upon the world. In the Revelation, the deep things of God are portrayed. Those whose hearts are wholly sanctified to God will be brought nigh to see priceless gems through the telescope of faith. And as they apply the truth to practice, the still deeper mysteries are stamped on the soul. Those thus honored are to communicate to others that which they have received. And as they do this, angels make the impression upon hearts. All who understand the word of God will realize that the things of minor importance which in the past have occupied their time and consumed their strength have deprived them of an experience and knowledge which they might have obtained had they kept the faith untarnished by selfishness. Had they done this, they would have understood the result of possessing that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. Let none think, because they cannot explain the meaning of every symbol in